Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. We lost more service members yesterday in Afghanistan in a day than we have in 10 years. We lost no service members for the last 18 months. Joe Biden is an incompetent. The entire administration is worse than incompetent. It is destructive of in everything it does. We have creeps and crooks running the United States of America. But I will now say what half of you don't agree with, and which I have been consistent on. We should never have left Afghanistan. I don't care if Donald Trump wanted to leave Afghanistan. I thought he was a great president, and there is no great person who doesn't make a mistake. What the hell is it good to the United States to leave Afghanistan? Would we have left Nazi Germany if the Nazi Party were the dominant party in Germany? I mean, we didn't leave Germany anyway. That's the joke. And the Nazis were defeated. But imagine if they weren't defeated. It's beyond me. Well, it's not beyond me. Even conservatives can think emotionally. You put America first, totally with you. Putting America first meant staying in Afghanistan. Putting anything first meant staying in Afghanistan. Putting world peace, putting anti-terrorism, putting American prestige, putting American self-interest first meant staying in Afghanistan. Okay? I haven't heard one good argument. There are good arguments on a whole host of issues on both sides. I'm against the minimum wage. There are good arguments for the minimum wage. I don't accept any of them, but I recognize that they exist. There are no good arguments for leaving Afghanistan. It's a cesspool of evil, but we had it contained while we were there. Grow up, everybody. There's a lot of evil on Earth. And the greatest anti-evil force on Earth is the United States of America, whom I have said, its armed forces, if the Nobel Prize were given legitimately, it would have been given to the United States Armed Forces. Now you see what I mean? And by the way, guess who let ISIS-K, this new thing, Khorasan, of the area in Pakistan and Afghanistan they wish to create as a caliphate? Guess who let them out? Or everybody out of prison? The Taliban. Because we left. It's just, I sit and I marvel. It is so tempting to think emotionally. Well, we've been there 20 years. There's nobody on television I respect more than Tucker Carlson. And he, that's his position. I heard him again last night. Oh, all the corruption that we paid for in Afghanistan, that is correct. So what? I don't understand. What does that have to do with whether it's in America's and the world interest for us to leave? You know what I watched last night? The British Parliament. Do you know that members of the British Parliament were talking about negotiations with the NATO Secretary General of staying in after America left, and they decided that America was too powerful, that it wouldn't work. So much for it's Trump who alienated our NATO allies. Our NATO allies have a degree of contempt for Biden that is exponentially greater than their contempt for Donald Trump. They didn't like Donald Trump. I don't care if you like Donald Trump. A child asks the question, do I like the president? That is a childish question. Is the president doing a good job is the only question you ask. Not do I like him. Like your friends. Like your family. I don't care if you like your president. God, the childishness that reigns in Western and throughout the world. It takes a lot to grow up. All you is my dear friend, and he is a dear friend, Brett Stephens. Is he happy he voted for Joe Biden? God, I'd love to ask him. We had a debate in the New York Times, in the New York Times Facebook page. He was a real anti. He hated Trump, just hates Trump. Think America and the world is better for Joe Biden? It is inconceivable to me that he believes that. It's inconceivable. He is too rational on every other subject. The Never Trumpers, God, putting Brett Stevens aside. I love this one. I had to leave. That was the plan worked out by Donald Trump. Yes, there is not a single thing Donald Trump did that he has followed. Not one. All of a sudden, Donald Trump. He did. You've got to laugh. Otherwise, you can cry. In this case, maybe crying is preferable. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Completely unnecessary deaths of all these people. And completely predictable. Both with regard to leaving and in the way in which this utter and total incompetent runs this country. Nancy Pelosi was talking about Women's Equality Day yesterday. What's going to happen to the women of Afghanistan? She cares about the women of Afghanistan on a scale of 1 to 10, 1. Everything the left talks about is people they use. Teachers' unions use students. They don't give a damn about students. There is no anti-student force in America that competes with the teachers' unions. They loathe students. They have contempt for them. They love themselves and their left-wing agenda. That's all they are about. Give millions of dollars to Democratic candidates. That's what they are about. So that we can get more money. While they utterly pervert the glorious word education. The feminist groups, I wrote this 20 years ago. Their agenda is anti-male, not pro-female. The origins and the continuity are about that. That's why you had all these feminists writing about the ennobling elements of the burqa. I read to you the other day. Afghanistan casualty statistics. Let's see here. By the year, do we have it by month and year? Here we go. 2021. U.S. fatalities total. All right. Well, that concludes yesterday. Yes. It was zero. Yes. Right. Yes. 2020, it was 11. The entire year. 11. The last time there was more than one was in January, February, March, April, May, June, July. July of 2020, there were two. 21 in 2019, 14 in 2018, 14 in 2017, 9 in 2016. Okay, so 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Up until yesterday, in 6 years, we had no more than 21. We had no more than 22. Everyone is a tragedy, but if you put it in perspective, the relative peace that we bought, the ease with which people just crap on the Afghani army, how many did they lose? 70,000? 50,000?
Yeah, in the last like 5 years.
In the last 5 years? It's a lot of people. Not exactly well paid. Fighting people whom they know if they capture them, they will slaughter them like sheep. It's painful to watch a sheep slaughtered that way. The American retreat from the world is a disaster for the world and for America. Every despicable regime is thrilled about America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. And so are most conservatives. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Hello, y'all. I'm Dennis Prager. A reminder, if you're thinking about anything with regard to refinancing your house, taking out money, putting in money, getting a new home, doing a reverse mortgage, the people that I recommend are Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. I have been recommending them since the beginning of the lockdown. That's a big deal that they have been working without cease since then. I met them. I trust them. AndrewandTodd.com for anything with regard to your refinancing or financing, anything to do with mortgage loans. 888-1172, AndrewandTodd.com. I'm Dennis Prager, watching the left dismantle America abroad and dismantle America at home. At least Donald Trump kept a strong America. People respected the United States. But the preoccupation of the children at the New York Times, and the issue was very much related to immature thinking. Deeply, deeply related. These are children. That's, you know, it's all these young workers, right, at Google. They're always protesting. The young medical students, the young reporters at the New York Times. They're the ones who demanded that the New York Times reporter be fired, one of their lead expert on COVID. Remember that? Guy was fired because, what, 20 years ago or something, in a talk, he used the N-word? Is that what it was? Whatever it was.
Within a decade.
A decade ago. Yeah. But it wasn't, he didn't call anybody. He used the word because it's a usable word in context. It's the only word that is never usable in context. Calling a human being the N-word is despicable. Anyway, these children govern the way things are reported. And you know what the most childlike desire in the world is? To believe that evil is not real, or the real evils aren't real, so you make up evils. That is the defining characteristic of the left. Like communism. They weren't anti-communist. Just like today. They're not anti-evil. They're anti-racism in America. All racism is evil, but nobody is as racist as the left. Who else believes in lowering standards for black people? Who else believes in all black dormitories? So that's why they make up stuff, microaggressions, because there's so little racism in the United States. That's what they fight. Statues. They're big on fighting statues. I wrote a piece years ago. The left fights statues, the right fights evil. That's the way it is. Yep, feels good to tear down a statue. Man, that's an adrenaline rush, I gotta tell you. But then what do you do after that? If you rely on adrenaline, what do you keep doing to supply the adrenaline rush? Okay. Nick in St. Paul says, here in America, we are letting out criminals just like they did in Afghanistan. You're absolutely right. Couldn't agree with you more. That's why there's a recall going on for the various district attorneys that were funded by George Soros. A man who personifies evil. And yet they invite Soros to all these elite conferences in Switzerland and elsewhere. Isn't that amazing? One of the most destructive human beings on earth is highly regarded among the world's elites. How much money has he given to district attorney races to make sure that people who will let criminals out are elected? I'm telling you, I never said this before. Many of you have been listening to me for years. Theologically and temperamentally, I've never believed in the devil. I know it comes to, it surprises many Christians because we're both biblically based, but the devil doesn't play a role in the Old Testament. I know Satan does in Job. I'm well aware of that. But it really is, Satan means a really aggressor. It doesn't mean a fallen angel. It's not with regard to Lucifer. And I've never had an objection to the belief at all. I just didn't share it. Now I do. It seems that there is a diabolic force on earth, and it seems that it has taken root in my beloved country. There is no explanation. There is no rational explanation for people celebrating evil. That's it. Black Lives Matter movement is evil. People celebrate it. It is hundreds of millions of dollars. Explain that. Is there a rational explanation for that? It is a truly vile group of human beings who loathe this country, who loathe whites, and who do nothing good for blacks. Okay? And the examples are legion. The diabolic, figuratively or literally, I don't know, but the diabolic seems to have taken root. Certainly the Islamic terrorists are diabolic. And we have given them a great gift by leaving Afghanistan. There are two elements, leaving Afghanistan and leaving the way Biden did it. Everything Biden touches, he ruins. Every single thing. He has done nothing good. It is an astonishing achievement to do nothing good and only bad in just a half year. If you voted for Joe Biden, you voted to hurt this country. You may be the sweetest person in your neighborhood. You may be the most generous, kind, loyal friend, a magnificent mother or father, a terrific spouse, but you voted to hurt this country. Okay? Humans are complex. Sweet people can do a lot of damage. Look at Minnesotans. They're a great example. That's why I devoted an hour to the CNN, was it the CNN reporter? Oh, you know, there are a lot of amazing, a lot of nice people in Taliban. It's, what did she say? I couldn't, it's a bizarre, yeah, bizarre. It's not bizarre. There were a lot of nice Nazis, a lot of nice communists. It's not bizarre at all. When you judge people, it's very important to be nice. But that isn't the way to make a moral judgment of a human being. That's what screwed them up with regard to Donald Trump. He isn't nice, but he was spectacular as a president. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com. We're entering the final days of August. That means the final days of fundraising for PragerU. There's a general understanding that at this time on this planet, the most effective force for liberty is PragerU. There are other great groups. We work with every single one of them. Magnificent groups. They have different roles. They're not inferior to PragerU. They just have different roles. We change minds. If you think that we are in the greatest epic struggle in modern Western history for the West, and certainly for America, then we need your help. And until the end of August, whatever you give will be tripled. We have donors who have done whatever they can to encourage people to help PragerU. PragerU.com, 833-PragerU, or simply the link at, press the link at DennisPrager.com. Has America ever looked weaker? Do you understand the effects on the world and on America of a weak America? Bret Stephens wrote about how the withdrawal is wrong in the New York Times. Bret Stephens, for reasons I cannot figure out, is a big anti-Trumper, but he's right on almost every other issue. I have great respect for the man. Great men can make great mistakes. That was an example in his case. We debated it. He wrote a piece about me in the New York Times. I wrote a piece about him in my column. Okay. So I looked at the comments, as I always tell you, I look at comments. Every single comment I saw, I didn't read all 600, I think there were 600, in the New York Times, disagreed with Bret Stephens. You know what the gist of the argument was? We got all these problems at home. Why are we in Afghanistan? Do you understand what a completely isolationist view that is? When could that not have been said? We have all these problems at home. Why are we? And then fill in Korea, Germany, Japan. Well, Japan attacked us, I guess that. And Hitler declared war on us. And that's it? America should not be involved in the world otherwise? The left calls it imperialism. Really? We were in Afghanistan for imperialist reasons? What exactly did we get there other than heroin from poppies? Isn't that right? Heroin comes from poppies. Imperialism. And we want Afghanistan? We were protecting America and the world from the sickest of the evil on earth, the Islamic terrorists. People who believe in a God who wants you to cut girls' throats for going to school. Now, do they believe in God, in your opinion? They believe in God the same way that people who believed in Molech did in the Bible, the Canaanite God who demanded child sacrifice. Do you realize that there is no moral improvement between the ancient Near East in the late Bronze Age and the Islamists? I'm not talking Muslims, I'm talking Islamists, people who wish to impose Sharia on others. Isn't that an astonishing thing? There is no moral improvement in 3,200 years, probably 4,000. So much for the idiotic notion perpetrated by Steven Pinker, who's a very sweet man. And not a leftist. He's just a naive liberal I've had him on the show a number of times. Professor of psychology at Harvard wrote a big book about how the world is just getting better and better and better and better. Wonder if he still believes that. It's better and better and better till the next massacre, till the next genocidal group takes over. If the United States loses its liberty, Professor Pinker, would you still say the world's getting better? The world gets better if people get better, if people teach their children what liberty is about. You have to educate for liberty. Isn't that one of our phrases at PragerU? You have to educate for liberty. Liberty's not instinctive. Being taken care of is instinctive, not liberty. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. Boy, is that ever true. You know what is taught? Devoted the first two-thirds of my show to Afghanistan. So I'm going to move on to the domestic crises. When you don't fight a real evil, this is one of the insights of my life, very early in my life. When you don't fight real evils, you make up make-believe evils and fight them. That's exactly what the left does. It doesn't fight real evil. It fights make-believe evils, like racism in America. And for those of you who do not understand the concept of the generalization, let me make it clear. There is racism in America. That is correct. Very little, and nearly all of it is from the left. There's more anti-white racism among blacks than anti-black racism among whites, by every piece of data that we have. The most obvious being the likelihood of your being attacked for being white versus being attacked for being black. But you're not allowed to say truth. But I am. I am allowed. And virtually every single person listening to this knows that this is true, including the vast majority of my black listeners. Hatred of the white is permitted. Hatred of the black, thank God, is not permitted. It shouldn't be permitted. What is happening in our schools and the people still sending them there? In August 2020, the faculty and staff of Sidwell Friends, the Washington, D.C.'s area's top private school, convened to hear a special talk hosted by the school's Director of Equity, Justice, and Community. The school has a Director of Equity, Justice, and Community? See, the purpose of schools is no longer to teach. It's to indoctrinate. It's to produce communists, to produce America haters, which is identical with communists. The speaker was Ibram X. Kendi, who was a fraud. An intelligent fraud, but a fraud. And here's one proof. Man would never debate Larry Elder. What amount of money could I raise for Ibram X. Kendi's favorite charity to have him debate Larry Elder? I said this before Larry was running for governor. With Ta-Nehisi Coates? Another darling of the left, a so-called black intellectual, would he debate Larry Elder? Would any of them have debated any black conservative? Of course not. Any more than any of the New York Times columnists would debate me? Standing offer. Anywhere you want. A general debate. What's good for America? Is the left destroying America? That puts me on the spot. I have to prove the left is destroying America. Well, you have to say it's not. He was the speaker, Ibram X. Kendi, no stranger to the podium at posh private schools. We're either educating our children to be racist or we are educating them to be anti-racist. I was educated to be anti-racist because I went to a Jewish religious school, a yeshiva. And I was taught that all people are created in God's image. And that is how I was taught to be anti-racist. That is the way you teach anti-racism. Through the basic proposition that we are all created in God's image, and Adam had no color and God has no color. Now we move on. There is a zero justification for anyone who takes the Bible seriously, let alone as the Word of God, to be a racist. It is not possible to take the God of the Bible seriously and be a racist. There were, and they didn't take the God of the Bible seriously. They didn't believe that Adam was created in God's image. Because Adam has no color. Was Adam black? Maybe. Was he brown? Maybe. Was he white? Maybe. Was he yellow? Maybe. According to the school's press release, Kendi charged teachers with the task of creating, quote, an anti-racist world, both in the school and in the world at large, because to not do so is to be complicit in maintaining racist policies. What racist policies? They never specify. What racist policies are being maintained? A few weeks later, Kenny gave another talk for the students at Sidwell, who, like the teachers, had read his book in preparation. Kendi emphasized that change can, must happen on a personal level, the press release says. Well, they certainly are changing them from decent kids to indecent kids. From humanity lovers to white haters. America haters. That's what Sidwell Friends is doing. And I blame the parents 100%. You send your child to any of these posh Washington, D.C. schools, you are ruining the country and your child. Okay? I completely blame you. Completely. Private schools around the nation have adopted Kendi's message, and Washington is no exception. The top five D.C. area private schools, Sidwell Friends, Georgetown Day, Holton Arms, the National Cathedral School in St. Albans, committed to this vision in the form of a strategic plan. Similar plans have generated backlash in New York, but so far the D.C. schools have embraced diversity, equity, and inclusion without notable dissent. D.C.'s top schools now require every corner of their institutions, from chemistry classes and athletic departments to boards of trustees, to demonstrate fealty to anti-racism. Fighting something that barely exists. Their empty lives filled with a doctrine based on nothing. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
There is a Jewish high school in the Los Angeles area called De Toledo High School. Every student and teacher must be vaccinated. Why any parent would want their child vaccinated when the chances of dying from COVID under 18 years of age are probably less than dying of the flu. So parents who do this, I think, are making a serious mistake. I pray that nothing bad ever happens. But there is no medical or moral justification for vaccinating healthy teenagers. But the school, woke as it is, apparently, has allowed for an exemption. If you have a religious exemption, here are the rules. You must wear an N95 mask at all times, inside and outdoors. It's basically no breathing. While eating outdoors or indoors, although we are requiring students to eat outdoors, weather permitting, your student must stay 6 feet away from other students. An additional PCR COVID-19 test each Thursday, either before or after school, at your time and expense, to ensure they are not positive for COVID-19. Your student will not be eligible to participate in either indoor or high-contact activities that require exertion, including sports, other than tennis and golf, dance, theater, and or music. Your student will not be able to stay overnight on any school or class trip, including the Shabbaton, which is a Sabbath retreat. And the parents are probably okay with this. Health. Health uber alles. But it's not even healthy. It is a mad age in which we are living. I pity kids today. And I use the term pity for groups very rarely. I pity kids today. A wonderful country screwed up by adults. Completely screwed up. Fools teaching them. Foolish parents raising them. An environment of filled with anger and hate in a basically loving and kind country. You're going to die in the future from global warming, and your past stinks. There are no heroes, kids. There are no heroes. One of the things I will be addressing, the hero issue. I'm conducting High Holy Day services again this year. If you're in the LA area, send me an email at DennisPrager.com.